Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good morning, Father.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Today's Saturday, the fourth week of Easter. We, Father, reflect on today's Gospel from St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." Father.
Okay, so I've been really wrestling with this last point in the Gospel, where the Lord says, "Ask anything in my name, and I will do it." And so, you know, the biggest question I get a lot of times is that, you know, a lot of people have, you know, pray for things and they don't really get what they're asking for per se. But is that, so then does that nullify the fact that Jesus says, "Ask anything in my name"? And I found a good analogy or an anecdote, shall we say, that explains this in a way that maybe is understandable. So God always answers prayers, and he's always saying yes to something, but the yes is not necessarily evident to us. But in the old American West, before the days of credit cards, a shopkeeper would maintain a ledger book recording the activity of each customer's account and amount owed. And I think this is still true in some really small towns. Like, a guy will walk in and he'll just say, "Hey, I need some bologna or some cheese," and they'll just put it on my account, Frank. I mean, that would never happen in DC ever. But in small towns where they know you, you'll just, you know, they'll bill you at the end of the month or whatever. So now the business owner in the small town knew its customers well and the work which they were involved. And a customer would at times send others to shop for him to make purchases and bring back materials needed for his home or business. Those were sent in the customer's stead, usually his children. And they would be able to receive the goods in the name of the account owner. But if they tried to purchase things not in line with what the shopkeeper knew the customer needed or wanted, the purchase would be denied. So in other words, if like the kids went there at 6 o'clock on a Friday night to get 2 cases of beer in their father's name, they probably check with the father if that's exactly what he was asking for. And but then again, it's like if we look at it from that vantage point, the father knows best, or the shopkeeper knows best, what's best for the business of getting to heaven. And so we do, if we ask in the Father's name, he's going to make sure we get what we need to do our work. And also, most importantly, what is necessary for us to get to heaven. So this brings up a lot of things. Like sometimes, you know, a person might be asking for, you know, a cure from something and things like that. I know people that have prayed, you know, to not die of cancer, and they died of cancer, but they died holy lives. And a lot of people are still in the church because of their witness. So I guess the thing is, really what it comes down to is really believing that the shop owner knows what he's doing, and he's going to give the necessary goods we need when we ask in the name of Christ. All right, guys, God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.